at first I was just really dizzy all the time, and obviously had no memory of the past week really. So it was a bit of a strange time, but managed to get over it. And then against Blackburn, got another knock in the face. But luckily, it was a different part of my head, so I was all right.
Cracking, that must have been a bit scary for you, if you couldn't remember a week.
Yeah, I literally couldn't remember anything. I think the doctor asked me what month and year it was. I thought it was 1996.
Oh, my goodness.
June or something like that, yeah. So I was all over the place, but luckily I got treated really well at the hospital, had a few scans, and just had to take my time, really, getting back to normal. So thankfully I'm all right.
Yeah, it's quite a serious issue this to deal with, isn't it? Because you got the whack on the head. You carried on, then you went down again. Yeah. Are you actually pleased that it was all taken out of your hands? Off you come, you need to get it checked out. Is that the best thing for you?
Well, looking back, yeah, definitely the right thing to do. At the time, obviously, well, I can't remember, but I thought I was okay to play on. And I think I just went down from a set play. And Louts said, I said to him, I just can't see. So obviously I wasn't right. And luckily the staff there looks after me well. But main thing is I'm back now. I got treated really well, so all's going well again.
Yeah, I guess the medical side of it must have improved and changed so much, even just in recent years, with concussion in particular.
Yeah, yeah. I think they have to be extra cautious when it comes to head injuries, rightly so, because you can get massive injuries to the brain, so you need to be careful, and thankfully they were.
And you got a wallop on the face, on the side of the head, in the Blackburn game, did you?
Yeah, right in my mouth, from Duffy. I thought I'd lost my tooth at first, but luckily I've not. It's just a bit sore, but that one will be all right.
Was it nice to come straight back into it? Because obviously Tarkowski comes in and replaces you, does well, but doesn't keep his place. And that was the big debate going into that Blackburn game. Yeah. That must have been a good sign for you personally that you got the nod.
Yeah, well, I think I've done really well all season, so sort of earned my place in the team, and losing my place to concussion was frustrating. And Tarky did really well replacing me. Had a few good games. I think he was probably unfortunate to come out of the team, but it's just one of them things. The gaffer has to make a decision, and luckily it's gone my way. And hopefully I can keep playing well and stay in the team like I've done recently.
He doesn't change it all that often. So did you think, actually, I might actually be on the bench for a bit here?
Yeah, there was obviously a small part of me that thought I might, especially after how bad my concussion was. I thought he might maybe rest me another game. But I was desperate to play against Blackburn. Obviously, it's a huge game, one I wouldn't want to miss. So really happy he picked me here.
And your partnership with Ben May seems to go from strength to strength. How much are you enjoying this?
Yeah, really enjoying playing with Ben. Brilliant player and defender. And he sort of had a similar upbringing to me through an academy, and then joined Burnley later on. So we've got quite a lot in common, and I think things are going really well. Just hope it continues.
Yeah, you came through City, you United. I mean, that is really good to see, isn't it? I think if it doesn't quite work at the club that you're at originally, you can forge a terrific career out somewhere else.
Yeah, of course you can. I realised that on my first loan when I went to Leicester. I went there, did well, and just had a brilliant time and really enjoyed my football. Playing men's football week in, week out. It's something, when you're coming through the academy at United, you're just fixated on you want to make it there. But if you don't, then there's plenty more clubs out there, and I think there's quite a lot of players have proved that now.
Good night all round on Tuesday, wasn't it? The win, and then with the results elsewhere, it was pretty successful for you.
Definitely, yeah. I don't think it could have gone much better for us, to be honest. But we're still a long way to go. 10 games left. We can't get carried away. We just need to take one game at a time and get as many wins as possible, and hopefully it's enough.
The fact that the majority of the players here were here 2 years ago and got over the line, how much can that benefit everybody, do you think?
Yeah, I think it will be quite important, to be honest. Sometimes you see teams sort of crumble at the end of the season. Touch wood, we don't. But we've got a lot of experience here, and players have obviously done it before. They know what they need to do. They just stick to the same things as you have done all season. And the likes of myself, a few of the other players that haven't done it, they're talking to us all the time about what it was like and just giving little bits of advice. So hopefully it'll carry us over the line.